Every day, Egyptians seem to face a new crisis. Gas shortages, power outages, rising prices. Publisher Hisham Qasim blames the deterioration on the Islamist-led government.
I won't be surprised if we wake up soon and there is no power or bread in Cairo. And then there will be a disaster. If things get to that point, the military will have to intervene and push them out of power.
It's a scenario some Egyptians might not mind. The military has long been seen as a force for stability. During the revolution, protesters cheered when the armed forces took charge, chanting, "The people and the army are one." The image has been tarnished since then. Many feel the generals overstayed their welcome as interim leaders. Leaks from a recent government report implicate them in violence during the uprising. Activist and filmmaker Hala Galal says the army is likely to stay out of politics.
I don't think the army might come back because I believe they left with a contract between them and the Muslim Brotherhood.
Deal or not, it is a delicate balance. President Mohamed Morsi sidelined top generals shortly after taking office. But he came to the military's defense over the leaked documents. Documents leaked from his office. Political analyst Ziad Akol believes the army and the Islamist leaders have drawn clear lines.
I'm sure that was in the agreement between the Brotherhood and the army before, that you don't mess with regional order, you don't mess with fundamental interests, and you don't mess with strategic allies. And that's exactly what the Brotherhood has been delivering so far.
Whether that extends to internal collapse is anyone's guess. While the possibility that the military could intervene is a source of comfort for some, political analyst Akol sees that safety net in a different light.
No, every Egyptian has this vision that in the end it is the army that saves the day. I mean, there's always a very sick attachment to authority that the Egyptian people have. And the absolute lack of authority is something that is very socially uncomfortable for Egyptians.
Filmmaker Galal disagrees.
This country lived like 2 years or 1 year and a half without a parliament and without a president and without anything. And the people, they create this organization. What we call officially the civil society exists, but not in a proper way. It exists. The people, they really, when everything collapses, they support each other.
Whether some pin their hopes on fledgling civic institutions and others on the long-established military, the fear of collapse is one thing many Egyptians seem to share. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.